Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, October 7th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Open letter, humanity's veto etched in silicon. QSAFP Coalition opens founding seat for the first chip partner to define the ethical default. Humanity's veto is etched in silicon as the QSAFP Coalition opens a founding seat for the first chip partner to define the ethical default. With AI inference driving a $92 billion chip market, only 20% of systems have governance built in, according to McKinsey. QSAFP, with QVN inference hooks, enforces dual-layer sovereignty at the silicon root to ensure fairness. Safety chips mandate node lease expirations and real-time inference quorums, empowering a human validator swarm to override rogue outputs in less than 1 millisecond. Join the coalition to co-spec the chip, claim naming rights, and scale sovereignty worldwide. Book a 15-minute QSAFP overview session to explore further. Golden Ears, Golden Opportunity, a private virtual session with legendary music executive Clive Davis. Step into the spotlight for a 30-minute private virtual meeting with legendary music executive Clive Davis, bidding for this exclusive opportunity, benefiting the Avon Theater Film Center in Stamford, CT, opens on October 7th. Mr. Davis, known as the man with the golden ears, will listen to up to 3 of your music demos and provide career-shaping advice. With a starting bid of $16,000, this once-in-a-lifetime experience offers personal guidance from the Chief Creative Officer of Sony Music Entertainment. Don't miss this chance to be heard by a music visionary who has shaped the careers of icons like Whitney Houston and Alicia Keys. Visit avontheater.org for more details and to place your bid.
Dr. Bradley Nelson's new book, The Heart Code, selected by Worthy Books to support Giving Tuesday Library Campaign. Dr. Bradley Nelson's latest book, The Heart Code, The Breakthrough Method to Open Your Heart and Transform Your Life, has been chosen by Worthy Books to support their Giving Tuesday Library Campaign. This campaign aims to place copies of the book in community libraries for free access. In The Heart Code, Dr. Nelson, along with his wife Jean Nelson, delves into clearing heart walls to unlock fulfillment and emotional connection. Supporters can donate to Worthy Books to receive a complimentary ebook and help distribute physical copies to libraries nationwide. Dr. Nelson emphasizes that this campaign is about healing and transformation, making tools accessible to all. To contribute and learn more, visit worthybooks.org/theheart.code.
Mainly Mozart announces 2025-2026 Concertmaster Wine Pairing Series. Mainly Mozart has announced the return of its wine pairing series for the 2025-2026 season, featuring 4 concertmasters across 4 weekends of performances. Presented by Jean-Charles Boisset Wineries, the series will now include Saturday concerts in addition to Sundays, hosted at the Fairbanks Ranch Country Club. The lineup includes Jun Iwasaki of the Kansas City Symphony, Nurit Bar-Joseph of the National Symphony, Nathan Cole of the Boston Symphony, and Frank Huang of the New York Philharmonic. Each event starts with a reception followed by a concert and tasting experience where curated wines are paired with the music, enhancing the overall sensory experience. Tickets are available at mainlymozart.org/wineseries with limited seating. Mainly Mozart has been bringing the San Diego community together since 1988. Offering exceptional orchestral music experiences and music education programs for young people.
Mission First Fundraising expands access to major sports experiences. Mission First Fundraising has expanded access to major sports experiences, offering unique opportunities for donors at fundraising events. Through key partnerships, they have developed packaged offerings that bring donors closer to the game, such as the In the Pits experience at the Indy 500, Behind the Plate experience at iconic baseball venues, and access to the FIFA World Cup 2026. These experiences have helped nonprofits double their return on investment, with over 10,000 organizations utilizing Mission First's offerings. From the Masters to the Super Bowl, Mission First fundraising provides access to a variety of sports events, enhancing the donor experience and raising funds for charitable causes.
Meals on Wheels Atlanta Golf Classic raises $130,000. Meals on Wheels Atlanta's 25th annual Golf Classic at TPC Sugarloaf raised $130,000, funding over 18,000 home-delivered meals for Atlanta seniors. The event, attended by over 100 golfers and corporate partners, supports neighbors who rely on MOA for meals, pet food, and wellness checks. CEO Charlene Crusoe Ingram expressed gratitude for the generosity, emphasizing the importance of each meal delivery as a caring connection. Tournament director Jamie Martin praised the energy and support from golfers and sponsors, translating directly into meals and hope for senior neighbors. MOA extends thanks to sponsors like Cisco, Southern Company, and others for making the event possible. Save the date for the 37th annual A Meal to Remember on November 7, 2025, benefiting Meals on Wheels Atlanta, a nonprofit supporting seniors in need.
Palm Beach Symphony's 2025-2026 Masterworks Series tickets on sale now. Palm Beach Symphony's 2025-2026 Masterworks Series kicks off on November 9th with pianist Shelley Berg performing Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. Tickets for the series and symphony sessions are now available. Berg, a Grammy-nominated artist, will showcase his jazz and classical fusion talents. The season will feature American music to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday. The concert lineup includes works by Hovhaness and Respighi. Symphony sessions. Lunch and Learns will offer a behind-the-scenes look at the symphony's preparations. Principal cellist Claudio Jaffe will lead the first session on November 6. Tickets for individual sessions or a subscription package can be purchased. Palm Beach Symphony continues to engage, educate, and entertain the community through its diverse repertoire and outreach programs.
Rick Case Bikes for Kids now accepting bicycle donations. Rick Case Bikes for Kids is accepting gently used bicycles at all Rick Case Automotive Group dealerships in Broward County until December 20th. This initiative, now in its 44th year, aims to bring joy and mobility to children in the community. Over 122,000 bicycles have been collected and distributed to various charitable organizations. Residents can drop off bikes at specific dealership locations listed on rickcase.com. The Rick Case Automotive Group, led by President and CEO Rita Case, is known for its commitment to giving back to the community. For more information, visit rickcase.com.
Q&A with Shannon Walker, CEO and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies. Shannon Walker, CEO and founder of Northwest Battle Buddies, has been making a significant impact in the lives of veterans with PTSD by pairing them with specially trained service dogs since 2012. A recent study in the Journal of Archives in Military Medicine, 2025, showed a clinically significant reduction in PTSD symptoms with NWBB pairings. These service dogs provide relief across all symptom categories, reduce depression, and enhance overall well-being for veterans. The dogs offer waking from nightmares, interrupt anxiety attacks, and provide a sense of safety. With the 300th service dog team set to graduate this fall, NWBB continues to transform lives and support veterans nationwide. To support their mission, consider donating, volunteering, or fostering service dogs. Visit northwestbattlebuddies.org to learn more and make a difference in the lives of our veterans. Step right up, Palm Beach County. Mr. Swindle's Peculiarium and Drinkory Garden returns to Boca Raton, February 12 to 22, and Jupiter, February 26 to March 22. Prepare to be swindled. The great Mr. Swindle's Traveling Peculiarium and Drinkory Garden returns to Palm Beach County for a 2026 tour that's playfully naughty and impossible to forget. Led by the ever-mischievous Mr. B.S. Swindler, this 90-minute immersive spectacle promises astonishing feats, eccentric comedy, and a cast of peculiar characters certain to leave guests roaring with laughter and utterly amazed. The mayhem and marvels will unfold beneath the Big Top in Boca Raton, February 12th to 22nd, and Carlin Park in Jupiter, February 26th, March 26th. Guests will step inside a brand new custom-crafted boutique Big Top, dressed in elegant gray and cream stripes with burgundy trim, complete with comfortable cushioned seating for maximum comfort. Doctor, Elixir's Drink Ori Garden opens an hour before showtime, offering creative cocktails, brews, and bites to set the night's mischievous tone. The 2026 cast features all new acrobatic acts and twisted comedy, plus the return of an audience favorite, the legendary Banana Act. Tickets start at $55, with discounts for guests 65 and up. Guests must be 18 plus to attend. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.